Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. If you've been listening to the show, you'd be well aware that we provide you with amazing insights into what's happening right across the world when it comes to business and finance, and also trying to get to the nitty-gritties of understanding how we can build our wealth. And for many South Africans, this is quite a contentious issue where money is essentially the only thing that we want to create and build. And we do that by investing in various asset classes. So much so that we look at equities, we look at property, some look at crypto, and a vast array of ways within which we can make money. Here's a brief, we'll get to the clip in a moment, but I do want to take you through a theme that proves to be very prominent within the property space in South Africa. What we are finding is that South Africa's residential rental market has kicked off 2025 with its best performance in years. If you happen to be a landowner and are collecting rent, you're probably seeing those results. But what does it look like? What has the shift been? How much is the average rent that we see South Africans paying? To help us unpack this further, we're joined by Head of Sales at PayProp, André van Rooyen. André, such a pleasure to have you, and thank you so much for your time.
Hi, Gugu. It's great to be here. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
I'm excited to talk to you because if there's anything we know about South Africans, not only do we want to build wealth, but one of the key stores of value of wealth for us has been property. And that's been for generations on end. You can touch it, you can feel it, you can use it, you can rent it out. And it continues to be very popular in recent years. What I'm keen to get your thoughts on and perhaps perspective on is, you know, just the start of 2025 within the property space. Are we seeing that there is appetite for rentals in the residential environment?
Yeah, sure. And what a brilliant asset class, real estate. So the short answer is yes. In the last quarter of 2024, the average rent in South Africa went over 9,000 Rand. Ooh. And it kept on growing. We saw the first quarter of this year, of 2025, the average rent now, national average rent's 9,132 Rand, up by 5.6% year on year.
Got you. Does that depend on the size of the property, though? Is it like a one bedroom, two bedroom?
That is the average rent across all the provinces. Now, if you really want to break this down, and we in our PayProp rental index, we include a provincial breakdown. It doesn't talk to the layout of the property. This talks to affordability. It talks to the common movement and payment and obligations of tenants. Mm-hmm. Maybe just to go a little bit further and just to translate this into what this means from a year on a year-on-year basis, that's an increase of 478 Rand year-on-year and 81 Rand in the last quarter. So, again, some nice growth and some nice potential investment opportunities for South Africans.
Definitely.
I must add, and maybe just some... Yeah, maybe some context on all of this is we always have to look at the arrears. When we look at this asset class, arrears and the arrears management is a big part of the challenges that come with looking after this asset class. So the arrears have also gone down to 17%. Now, just to give you an indication on what that was, I mean, we were on 17.4%. It's now on 17% exactly. And we make, and we further, we go a step further to measure the rent as a monetary value of the average rent. So in other words, say if I'm, my rent is 10,000 Rand, by what percentage am I in arrears with? So we're saying 17% of our tenants are in arrears, and they are then in arrears with 77.1% of the 10,000 Rand.
Ah, okay.
That has gone up.
Sure. And that's an important point that you mentioned here, André, because you've helped us understand for those who are landlords and renting out property, they are implementing escalations or increases in the rental. That does make the average rental a lot higher in South Africa, which is great news, more money in your pocket, but you're probably also paying it on the maintenance of the property and levies and the likes, right? But what's important, as you mentioned, arrears, they have stabilized, but affordability is a growing concern. And maybe talk us through that, because it essentially means you might own a property, you want to fill it up with a tenant, but now I guess we need to be a little bit more critical in terms of how we scrutinize the affordability of tenants to pay their rent.
I think that's the most important part. If you're looking at property as an investment opportunity and an investment class that you want to pursue, understanding the demographic that you want to cater for, And understanding the location, understanding the risks involved and the risk that the demographic that you're going to be catering for comes with, you know, included in our rental assessment. And by the way, I'll add to this is when you are placing tenants, find a property practitioner or be in a position that you can evaluate your tenant thoroughly and properly. Now, with...
Talk us through what that means, right? Because it's not just someone saying, hey, bud, I need a place to crash. There's a whole process that needs to be followed effectively.
That's right. I think from a property investments point of view, we often think that the biggest part of it is acquiring the property because that's quite a process all on its own. Mm-hmm. But finding a tenant is where you should really be careful and where things can really go badly if you do it wrong. So a couple of things to consider. And this is always a question in South Africa, is affordability. If we look at the income group of under 10,000 Rand a month, we see a lot of those tenants spend half of their money on debt repayment. It's not going away. Debt repayment is not going away. And the other half of that on rent. So that demographic is very sensitive for increases and decreases in interest rates. Know that. It's a brilliant market. There's a high demand. But it means you have to be extra careful and extra sensitive that if you place a tenant, you understand their exposure to debt. Mm-hmm. By the way, from about 30 to 49, the rent-to-income ratio goes from 29.8% to 27.8%. The debt-to-income ratio, 30 to 49, goes from 43% up until 49, age groups, 58%. It then drops down from 50 to 59, 58.3%, 24.8% rent to income ratio. So we just see a lot of people are obviously starting families, probably investing in a whole lot of things, and their debt exposure is higher. In the age group, and again, this is just talking to the age groups, between 20 and 29, 22.1% debt to income ratio, 32.4% rent to income, with a disposable income of 45.6%. So yes, from 30 to 49, which is my age group, disposable income is not as high as you would think.
Yeah.
But I guess it's probably a bit of a more stable tenant. Yes. So, you know, understand the nuances when it comes to evaluating a tenant. I will strongly recommend that you use a good property practitioner. Mm. Please use a good property practitioner and make sure that they help you mitigate your risk.
And I think this is so important. It goes beyond just, you know, extending some help to a friend and saying, I trust you. You've got a full-time job. You can pay the rent. It's actually looking at the credit profile, evaluating the affordability as you would through a credit provider, or at least some kind of credit bureau. And what's important that you also mentioned there, Andre, is the stability of the tenant, but also the sensitivity. So as you mentioned, typically age 30 to 49, most people are in the middle of their lives, starting families, perhaps traveling, establishing themselves within their careers, looking for a sense of some form of stability when it comes to a place to stay. So pockets are tight, but perspective and vision and purpose is very clear, I guess, in those asset building years. What I'm also intrigued to ask you, Andre, and it might not be in the report, but just in terms of the environment that we're witnessing. Post the pandemic, especially last year when interest rates started to decline, we noticed that there's been a pickup as well in first-time property home buyers. Are we finding that more tenants are deciding, you know what, instead of me paying 10 grand a month on rental, I'd rather just put this money into a bond and a property that I can afford? So is that also another area of sensitivity we need to look out for as landlords?
So I believe the age of the first time home buyer is around about 38, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. Now, buying a property, and we often forget that, and the newer generations seem to understand this a little better, also comes with liabilities. Now, it's not just the liability of a mortgage finance, it's the liability of tax. It's a liability of maintenance. And so a lot of first time home, and by the way, I welcome first time home buyers, but it's a risk that they're also considering. And, you know, unfortunately, a big part of that is infrastructure sustainability. Am I willing to invest in an asset, one of the biggest investments of my life? What's the infrastructure going to look like? So the risk evaluation in SA is playing plays a big role in the buying appetite. By the way, and I don't want to talk on behalf of the banks, there's some nice finance structures for the buy-to-let property investor as well. Banks are now willing to accommodate rental income to look at your affordability when it comes to buying property. So the stars are aligning to invest in property. First-time property buyers, and I don't want to talk on their behalf as well, are definitely entering the market. It's still a higher age. There's still a lot of scope for, between 20 to, say, 35-year-old looking for places to stay and becoming tenants. But from an investor point of view, finding the right property, valuating your risk correctly, understanding, implementing rental increases, a conversation that in South Africa is a reluctant conversation, but from an investor's point of view, it's very important for you to look after your property portfolio. You have to implement rental increases. Now, I make a joke when I speak in public about this, is all the landlords always want a 10% increase on rentals. Ask a landlord as a property practitioner, what increase should I implement? They always go 10%. And that's just not the reality. You know, we've seen 5.6% year on year. So use the data. We now have access to this. Mitigate your risks.
Got you. And I think that's a very important note for a lot of landlords and people who are quite bullish on the property space, just to be mindful of how they do their calculations and work out the metrics. But I also want to speak on behalf of the tenants, right? Because there's clearly a large contingent of South Africans who still prefer to rent because it works for their pocket and it works for their lifestyle. What should they be looking out for when it comes to getting the most bang for their buck? You know, we don't mind spending the 10K or 9,000 rand, 100 on average as rental, but you do want to make sure that you get a pristine place in a prime location in order to enjoy as a tenant. So are there any nuances, tips, trends that you're witnessing with them?
Yes, look for value. You know, you're right. I think South Africans are becoming very sensitive to that, and also understanding what real value is. I imagine, and I went through this as well with my family, you know, lying in bed with your partner, going through the property 24 listings.
Yes.
And, trying to find the best place, the best bang for your buck. And when I speak to property practitioners, I often remind them that the consumer is extremely educated. And if they are not, you know, I would be surprised. The information is at hand. They'll probably know if the property is priced correctly, sometimes better than property practitioners, just because of the time they spent there. So, some good information at your fingertips. Be patient. I think the market, there's obviously been a big demand in the market. Be patient. Don't do this overnight. And we're now in a downward interest rate cycle as well. You know, just understand there's an upward interest rate cycle coming again. Mm. Now, consider affordability. The last thing you want to do is go in and out of a property 2 or 3 years, depending on your age group and depending on your demographic. Make sure it's affordable. Credit exposure in that time frame, you know, it often happens, and we've seen this in the as property practitioners as well. You pay rent, the 3 years go down the line, and then exposure to unsecured debt becomes too high, and now I'm in the tenant market my whole life. So use the data to answer your question shortly. Use the data wisely, and be patient. There are some good deals in the market, but don't rush it, and do your calculations.
100%. Do your calculations. Before I let you go, Andre, you probably get this question at the school drop-off, at the braai, around the boardroom table, but that big debate between Gauteng and the Western Cape and the competitiveness of both markets. What are we seeing there, especially just in terms of the trends around rentals and opportunities to actually purchase property to rent as a landlord?
So because we get this question so often, there's actually now a ranking. So there's now a list. And this goes as follows. So with the average rent in the first place, it's the Western Cape at 11,200. Uh-huh. In the second place, it's Northern Cape, 9,500. In the third place, Gauteng, 9,200. And in the fourth place, KZN, growing at 4% versus Gauteng growing at 2%. So I think we're going to have a new podium in our next quarter. I think KZN is going to overtake Gauteng. The Gauteng rent is just not growing as quickly as the Western Cape, Northern Cape, and KZN.
Watch me go to Durban this weekend.
There's some great spots. There's some great opportunities in Durban.
Fantastic. Oh, that's a whole nother conversation to be had, Andre, right? Especially for landlords when it comes to investment property. Do the numbers, but also understand where you are buying to. And for tenants as well, bang for your buck. Make sure that you know how to identify value in the market. This has been a refreshing conversation, Andre. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Gugu. Have a great evening.
Fantastic. That's Andre van Rooyen, head of sales at PayProp, helping us understand a new growth surge that is pushing South Africa's average rent to 9,100 rand. As you've heard, it ranks differently according to the various provinces. The Western Cape certainly at number one, Northern Cape number two, Gauteng also seeing our average rental at 9,200, and KZN seeing stronger growth, lower rental in terms of the figure, the amount that you pay, but stronger growth in terms of the metrics and what outcomes we're seeing there. Either way, when it comes to property, whether you're a landlord, whether you're a tenant, you do need to do your research. And I think what's also so interesting about the South African market is that let's not forget that we are in a dual economy. You might have high-rise buildings in the middle of Randburg, you know, Rosebank, and even in Midrand that are well known as popular rental hotspots. But let's not forget that in our very own township economies, in our backyards, there's a strong rental market that is typically dominated by the working class. Right? Your room, 2005. A lot of people are in that space, and that also is a market that perhaps needs a little bit more research for us to really get a clearer understanding of. But this is where I want to hear from you. So you're welcome to do the show with me. Share your thoughts, your comments, and your feedback on property as a rental environment. Are you a tenant? Are you a landlord? Are you someone who might operate in property that's communal in more urban areas, closer to the city center? Or you took your grandparents' home, you refurbished it, built two rooms and a garage, and are renting that out and enjoying the fruits of that labor. Let us know, what are the dynamics and what kind of trends are you seeing when it comes to that environment? And also, if you happen to be a tenant in that space, what's your preference? Closer to work or closer to your family environment? And looking at the options that might be available, especially in the world we live in, where water, electricity on a sustainable basis becomes big themes that we definitely want. So do share your thoughts with us, 063-688-0959, because ultimately it's only money that we want, right?
What can we do? Only money that I want.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.